our help and only expectation is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keeps truth forever, and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, which is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalter 428, the 8th stanza. Thy word is as a lamp unto my feet, a light upon my pathway into heaven. I've sworn an oath, with gladly I repeat, that I shall keep as always I have striven thy righteous judgments, holy and complete, when unto me thy helping grace is given. The 8th stanza, 428. Congregation, the reading of the Holy Scriptures can again be found in letter of Paul to the Hebrews, and there of the 11th chapter, starting at 23 to the end, but before the 12 articles of faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe a holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and a life everlasting. Amen. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So far.
Let's seek to face the Lord in prayer. When we draw nigh into thy footstool as sinners, and sinners saved, thou knowest. Lord, answer our prayers by speaking to our souls out of thy word, that we might understand these things, that thy word shouldn't be for us a strange word, but thy word of comfort, of strength, direction, and grace. And now we pray, Lord, that thou would open it as a reflection service of thy Lord's Supper, thy table, which thou hast said of, do it in remembrance of me. We should remember thee in all our ways, in all our thoughts, in all our being, that it might be given to us to remember thee. For many times and many times have erred away like Israel of the old, not walking in thy ways, because sometimes thy ways are so full of trials. that we should walk by faith and not by sight. We always want to see things, but faith doesn't see, but looks on today, for time and eternity. And that reflection service might strengthen us to walk in liberty behind thee as the Good Shepherd, and instructed by the leading power of thy Spirit, Lord, we hope in thee. Remember those who couldn't come, or others who think it's not necessary to come. We ask thee, teach us, see us, direct our feet, our mind, in thy ways, which are always higher than our ways, always with more strength than our strength. Wondrous ways, for thy ways are higher, and again I say to thee, thou knowest, than our ways, heavenly ways, wonderful ways, glorious ways for thy name. Make us to walk for the first time or again by faith alone. Remember the world around us, our government, those who are in charge of our cities and provinces and general government. And we pray, Lord, that thou would convert them unto thee, that thou would be the King of Kings in their hearts, not to err from thy ways, for there is no future. Remember our youth, that thou would direct their feet and their hearts in thy ways. Lord, remember the young families when they go together, these weak some families, to the Ark of Noé and to the museum, to see that thou art the creator and the sustainer of this world. It's thy world, and therefore thou won't forsake the works of thy hands. But that there might be some fellowship with the little children together, and that it might be a good time when they go together out of the busy businesses and ways as families. Remember other young families when they have some days off this week from school. Lord, direct our little children. Be their inward guide. Bring them to knowledge of self and thee. But thou hast said, let the children come unto me. Don't obstruct. Don't hinder them. That we shouldn't hinder our little ones, Lord. Protect us from it. But that we might be guides, signs of thy mercy. Remember thy world. It's a time of fear. All the pillars of the world move. The nations are full of fear. But Lord, when we see all these things, thou hast said, lift up your heads. I'm coming. Don't look around too much. Know where you're in. But that all these things might be given to you to look up to me, coming back on the clouds of heaven as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, remember us therefore in mercy also this afternoon. We ask it. Open the Scriptures to our souls and our souls to thy word. Only in him who says, I am the Word. Amen. Congregation, the next text. is the text of this reflection service. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. You see here two ways. The first of Israel, they walked by faith. They were set at liberty, and now they walk by faith. Abram was by faith justified, set at liberty. But the next ways of the Lord are the walks by faith, walking by faith alone. That's many times against sight, opposite to sight. Opposite to sight. The Egyptians went by sight. They thought what the Israelites can do, we can do too. So they went by dry ground. They thought. But were drowned. The Israelites were going by dry ground. Between the walls of water. To the desert of temptations. For you have to go by many tribulations into the kingdom of God, says the Bible. Well, let's return, but I'm not reading it, but we turn to Exodus 14, that there the whole story of they walked by dry land through the sea, the Red Sea. In the first place, I want to say that in Exodus 14, we see congregation that they were led by the angel of God. Now, the angel of God is the Old Testament revelation of the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, the Good Shepherd. You find it in 19. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, he went first, and now he stood between the Egyptians, the enemies, and his people. He's the Alpha and the Omega. Secondly, they were led by the Spirit. For the Spirit is the children's leader. You see it again in 19. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and was a cloud of darkness to the Egyptians. But he gave light by night to these, that's the Israelites. So the angel of the Lord was Christ. He stood between the enemy and his church. And the Spirit of God, exemplified by the cloud, was a light on their path, but darkness to the enemies. The Jewish recollection of this thing by the old Jewish teachers says that the Egyptians were already sending arrows and stones. But it's wonderful what the Jews said. But the cloud absorbed them all. They were protected by the Good Shepherd and the Spirit of God. Congregation, we have seen this morning what it means to be led out into liberty, out of the house of bondage, Moses. And now this afternoon in the reflection hour, we hope to deal with the walk of faith, not only the liberty in Christ by faith, but now walking by faith, until we enter the land of glory, after being tried for 40 years. Look into the heavenly Jerusalem that is above, the city of glory. the heavenly Jerusalem. But before we will sing 420, 4 and 5, 420, 4 and 5. The Lord is great, His might untold, His chariots thousand, thousandfold, His armies never confounded. 4 and 5, let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily comes a life too steep, in bounties freely given. 4 and 5, 420. God's ways are always higher than our ways. In Exodus 14, it's dealt with this text, 29, by faith, opposite to seeing. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do with them. They walked not by faith, resting in the promises of God, but they thought what God's people can do, we can do, and they can't, for they don't walk by faith. Congregation, Israel is set at liberty. The bondage is broken. The lamp and the blood of the lamp drew them out of the pit of darkness. They were bestowed with all kinds of gold and silver animals. And as the Jews say, they were the amount of the people traveling from Egypt to Jerusalem were probably 2.5 million. What a hard matter, don't you think so, to go with 2.5 million people through the desert. If I would go by 10, probably we could make it, but with 2.5 million through a desert land to Jerusalem. And they were guided and led by the Good Shepherd, the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is the Old Testament type or presence of the second person of the Trinity, the angel of the Lord. That's the second person of the Trinity, revealed in the Old Testament. So they were led by the Good Shepherd as a flock, 2.5 million people, set at liberty, going through a desert land to Jerusalem, the land of promise. And they were led by the Holy Ghost, of which the cloud is a type. The cloud that shines by night, and that's dark, a cover against the sun, heat by day. So were they led by the Holy Spirit and led by the Good Shepherd. The Holy Spirit inwardly to shine upon them the light of the countenance of God and Christ the Good Shepherd. They were leading them. But what a wondrous ways. What an impossible ways if I look carefully to this chapter. Instead they were going north like the Mediterranean, they could have walked probably within 12 days to Israel. 12 days. But do you know what the Lord said? Not right, but left. Just across the border of Egypt to the shores of the Red Sea. And congregation, they ended up in Pi-Hahiroth. Pi is mouth, and Hahiroth means caves. They ended up in a mouth of caves. I can also translate it, they ended up in a dead end. God leads his people into a dead end. Before the Red Sea, on the sides the mountains with caves, and they had to stop, be still. They couldn't proceed anymore. But when the Egyptians heard that they were stuck. They thought, what a foolish people. Now we can get them back. The Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. And with 600 chariots and men, a strong army, they pursued Israel. And congregation, do you understand that these are the ways of God? Can you really understand why God always leads his people by dead ends sometimes and not by ways which you can see and look for? Impossibilities. But there is a purpose for it. For what is impossible with man is possible with God. Do you know why? To give him the honor and glory. For he leadeth his people by the good shepherd who fought the bear and the lion and Goliath. It was dead end too. And there they stood. It said even that the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh to pursue them, calling his armies 600 chariots in those days. We can say in our ways, congregation and young people, all army, steel and iron, pursuing an indefensible and weak people just set at liberty, not knowing about the war, slaves from origin, for 430 years. And when they heard the rumble, the war behind them, the cries of the Egyptians, when they felt the stones falling upon them, they cried to God, is this the way? Moses, it were better if we were died in Egypt. There are graves enough. Why does God lead us? Is that faith? These ways? Are there not cemeteries enough in Egypt for 2.5 million people? Should we be slaughtered here in this cave road, in this dead end? Not ready to fight? Not exercised in war? Can you understand that they say it? Is it strange unto you when God leads you in a dead end? When on the sideways are mountains, really, you can look it up. In the front, the sea by which you were drowned if you would walk on. And behind, the armies of the devil to get you back. To get you back in slavery. In congregation, Moses brought the prayers and prayed to God. He brought the needs, and God's servants always should do these things by grace. He didn't say, let's flee, or take your sticks and let's fight anyways. Do what we can. But congregation, that's a child of God and a servant of the Lord who brings the needs of his people at the throne of grace. Your needs. Moses' needs. The people just the day before set at liberty. And now, it seems to be stuck. Dead end. In congregation, you know what happened. You can read it in Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, he got an answer. How difficult to say it to a people, fear ye not, if there is to be feared. Many times in the Bible, I heard 256 times God says to his people, fear ye not. Those who should fear, fear not, but those who fear shouldn't fear. Fear ye not. Is there not a better consolation to say to a people in a dead end, fear ye not? But it's not my word, it wasn't even the word of Moses, it's the word of God. God says, the Almighty, Good Shepherd, fear ye not. And I believe, congregation, it's not an exhortation, it's a command. And I know out of my own life, when God says, fear ye not, he suddenly sometimes takes away the fear. For he commands peace and fear, or fear not in his ways. And stand still, do nothing. 2.5 million people in a dead end behind the Egyptians on the sideways, the walls of the mountains with caves. And from the Red Sea, stand still. Do nothing. Let God work for you. You know that Erskine says, do you know what's faith? Doing nothing, let God work for you. Pastor, stop preaching like it. If God says it, he means it. Stand ye still. Don't open your mouth when you're attacked. Don't move. Don't fight. Some people have said, that's easy. I think that's difficult. Doing nothing when you're attacked. People say, oh, that reformed people are always so easygoing, doing nothing. You should use the means. Now, the Lord says here, do nothing. I'll do it. He says it for faith's sake. Like we have seen this morning, by faith, covering behind, sheltering behind the blood of Christ. By his righteousness saved, outside of myself, doing nothing, then resting on his shoulders. And the walk of faith is the same. Stand still. Don't return. Excuse me. And see the salvation of the Lord. See the saving grace of God. You will see if you stand still. I make you to stand still, don't flee. You will see the salvation, the saving grace of God in your ways. You'll see it. Yeah, but I don't see it. No, you shall see it. That's faith. But Lord, how can thou protect us? 700 chariots, tanks, warfare, trained enemies, soldiers. You'll see the salvation of the Lord. in your dead end. Your impossibilities are God's possibilities. Always. God is leading his people always in ways that you can't understand. You're always higher than my ways. How is it possible that God leads his people in a cave way? Where there's no help from sight and front. And the enemies are mighty in my life. Many tribulations by it I have to go to Jerusalem. Yeah, but Pastor, I don't see anything. You will see, shall see. I promise you, says the Lord. Yeah, I want to see it now. No, you see it in his times and ways, not your time and your ways. That's faith to be exercised. It's a promise. It's a direction. It's a gracious direction of God. Which I show you today. And you shall see your enemies never anymore. It's the last encounter of Egypt. No? 600 tanks, trained military, attacking and trying to get his back. As servants, slaves. May I ask the people of God here and even everyone, is this not the way of the Lord to show you your dead ends, your impossibilities, the mighty enemy who is stronger than you? And if you look to all these things, then you cry, where is my help? Wasn't it better to die in Egypt? Are there not cemeteries enough? Is God leading us to death? To be conquered by the enemies? He even said, go in Pihahiroth. Is that the way of the Lord? But his ways are higher than our ways. And then he says again, and he continues promising, for the Lord will fight for you. And he should hold your peace. It's a wonderful word. It's a great promise. God told it me once. But the problem is not that I didn't believe that God would fight for me, but the problem was to hold my peace. Doing nothing. I tell you this, we always want to have helping grace. We partially and God a bit. Or God most and then we a little bit. Let's be humble. At least a little bit. And I hear you saying to me, we have our responsibilities. And you have. But where are you when you're in the dead end? The enemy is stronger than you. Where are you with your responsibilities? Dear young boy, could you fight the enemy? He is stronger than you. We like God fighting for us, but not in the way of holding our peace. Doing nothing. And I tell you this, friend, if you want to help God, he says, do it by yourself then. Go ahead. We always hear that people say you need helping grace. You don't need helping grace, you need sovereign grace. Grace alone. Grace alone. It's not only in the way of liberation, liberty, being released from the burden of sin and set free by Christ alone, applied by the Spirit to your soul. But he says, sit still. Do you know what's faith? Sitting still. Let God work. He will fight for you. To believe it, you need to have a living God, an almighty God, who is stronger than your strongest enemy, the devil, who's crushed his head at the cross. We have sung it already out of Psalm 420, that's Psalm 68. The Lord is great. His might untold. His chariots thousandfold compared to the 600 of the devil. Nothing. His armies never confounded. I see that old prophet with his servant. When the armies of the Syrians encountered Samaria, and the servant said, O Lord! And then the prophet said, open his eyes, Lord. And he saw one thing, those that are with us are more than those who are against us. Have you seen it too? You might be in a cave. Is this the leading of God always? I know it. Not always that deep and that impossible is. But what is possible with God is impossible with us, or the other way around, what's impossible with us. Our impossibilities are God's possibilities, that we would praise Him and glorify Him. For He says, I don't do it for yourself. I do it for my own name's sake. Behold, I will harden his heart, the heart of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them and will get me honor upon Pharaoh. You see? And upon his host, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Israel, and congregation, I have to say it again, but Israel was never allowed. Later on they did it, like the people of the world. But Israel originally was allowed to have chariots. Israel originally was allowed only to have armed foot soldiers. These trust in chariots, but we will trust in the Lord our God. God makes powerful the weak. And goes for his own glory in ways never anticipated, never expected. And therefore, the same Psalter, 68, let God be praised. Now you had no part in it. With reverence deep, He daily comes our lives to steep in bounties freely given. Abram was not only justified by faith, but he walked by faith. Walked by faith. Not by sightseeing, but looking for the city that wasn't made with hands as his heritage to come. Although he had only Machpelah, a grave for his wife, and he lived by the promises of God. Let's sing, congregation. 357, 1 through 3. 357, 1 through 3. Where we will sing together, 357, 1 through 3. When Zion in a low estate was brought from bondage by the Lord, 1 through 3, 357. Have a wonderful God, don't we? Who works all things for His own glory, sets us aside to be preeminently glorious and powerful to save by His Son and only name. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. when I've gotten me honor upon Pharaoh and his chariots and upon the horsemen. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, I've said it already, went between. The angel of the Lord is the Old Testament type of the second person of the Trinity. Instead of going before, he stood between. Take the fiery arrows that were hunting his people, squenching them. We have a Savior who saves and protects his people and is always between you and the enemy. You're his. He bought you as a prize, O children of God, children of God. And he brings you home. And the mighty enemies are nothing in his sight. He stands in between. But also the Spirit was a light by night and a dark cloud to protect him against the heat of the sun, moved from the top to the after side of the army of God, stood in between. Congregation, God's people are never alone. He who bought you with a price protects you to come home and stands between you and every enemy. You might not see him, but it was manifest. How was it manifested? Well, there was darkness. He was hiding the sun for the Egyptians. It became night unto them. But the other side of the cloud was pure light. And he shone upon their ways as a light shining in darkness. He is darkness for the enemies of the people. And he's light. God is my light and my truth. Whom shall I fear? What a wonder, eh? That God doesn't forsake his people, even when they had murmured and said, is this the way of the Lord? Are there not cemeteries enough in Egypt? Is this the way of the Lord to kill us by the Egyptians? Let us be killed, I mean. But he knew they were murmurous. He dealt with them very graciously. 40 years. 40 years. But he is faithful to his own word and promises. That's my comfort. What he says, he does. For his own namesake. Not for us, not for his people ultimately, that they might glorify him in due times. Can't we sit then? Can't we wait then? Can't we trust then? The congregation, while he promised to be the separation between you and the devil, a wall around you, and Moses stretched out his rod, probably instructed by the Lord. The rod by which became a serpent to eat all the serpents of the Magians. God has given him a rod, a staff, and he stretched out the rod over the sea. Not by his own invention, not by brutal or rough handlings, but by instruction of the Lord. And the Lord, so he stretched out a sign as a means. And the Lord, not Moses, but the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. And made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. The children of Israel went by faith. May I ask you, would you walk through a path where the one side is a wall of water? Some have said they were frozen, certainly. I don't believe it. We always want to explain it by natural causes. It was a supernatural cause. It's a wonder. One wall with water. One wall with water. And he is the pathway. But now I have a question. Would you walk between two walls of water? Wouldn't you fear that they suddenly might break down? Won't you? How do you dare to walk through it? Isn't it an impossible way for you? It is. But they went by dry land by faith. Not resting in what the eye is seeing and what the heart might fear, but trusting in the living God who made walls of water and dry land. If you study today at a university, no, I shouldn't even tell you, by which hoax and difficult suppositions in my theological studies they attack me. But we have a sure word, which you can trust in days of impossibilities by the leading of the Spirit. The world may vanish, but His word will stand forever. O ye people of God, fear ye not. Fear ye not. With one word, He created the universe. With His words, He upholds it. With His sovereign grace, He leadeth this for His own purpose. With grace, He is the Good Shepherd. Do you know what God always does? He makes weak to be strong. He makes helpless to help. He makes you blind to see. He makes you a sinner to be saved by grace alone. dry ground. I think Moses went before them by faith. And I don't know, and I don't know, it was all a true saving faith. I don't know, and I shouldn't say no, and I don't know. 2.5 million people. But why should I question these things even? I've heard many a time that when Noah, or that prophet of the Old Testament, had to preach in Nineveh, the dove, it's his name, translated, then they said, yeah, the Ninevites were not all converted. But the Lord Jesus says, they will stand up against you. Oh, Capernaum, if you don't repent. Now, I'm not saying they're all believers. There might be followers. But, oh, ye people of God, ye that believe, fear ye not. Take along your household, your school. Go before them. Be an example. By faith. Do you know what we need today? Examples. But children can look at them. The Bible calls them fathers and mothers. Caring for the family. Pastor, you're pointing to God's people. No, I'm pointing to the people of God's people, to the God of God's people, in whom they trust. An example of faith, not of works. An example of trust. Is there a child here that can say, I have a mother that trusts the Lord? And a father? Well, the impossibilities were increasing. It was resting. In his word, you had a husband. Why do we so many a time support fear and doubts? When we do it to the dishonor of our God. May I ask you, have you been in Sadat's end? When all your children were around you and you didn't know where to go and what to do anymore. That as a father you said, fear ye not, children. As a mother, when the storm winds of the world goes around you, takes your children on the lap and said, fear ye not, child. Yeah, but mother, our house might be blown away. Children, I know. Fear ye not. Congregation, that's not something of ourselves, because we like to expose ourselves at fearing, trembling people, and that's not bad. You might fear, but he says to those who fear, walking in his ways, by many tribulations, I have a son, you know, minor. And everything that the Lord does in Montreal is going always in the ways of caves. ask him, he'd tell you. Impossibility. Yeah, but Pastor, he last called me and he said, Father, don't you have a job for me? Now I'm at a dead end. I said, oh, you're preaching impossibilities are God's possibilities. I said, wait, boy. And God turned the tables. What seems against him was for him. For who shall be against us? If God is for us, who can separate us from the love of God? Death, sickness, mighty armies. Pastor, you're boasting, not in myself, do I? God might forgive me if you think that I do. But I'm boasting in my glorious God. Shouldn't I? Shouldn't you? And now I speak to the children of God. Sometimes you need experience of these things, not to fear. For it's not one time that he leads you into a dead end. Why do you say this, Pastor? Well, I've said it many a time that David was attacked by a bear and a lion, and God made him a conqueror. But by that experience he had in the strife with enemies, he said, Goliath, God will get you. I come in his name to take your head from your body, for you have dismayed and dishonored. He had experience. When for the first time you got in these ways, and murmuring. Why? How? And even if God leads me into it, why? And how? But sometimes you see the work of the God, of God again and again, and you see a pattern. He cuts off your ways. Make room for his ways. And again, congregation, I've said it, and I shouldn't say it always, but he makes you weak to be strong and a fool to be wise. A dead end to let you go. That at the end of your travels might sing the song of Moses and the Lamb, God be praised in reverence deep. Walking by faith is contrary to the eyes which sees enemies, mountains, and the sea to be drowned. I've said to you once, little children, I had to cross a street, a little boy. My parents, at least my mother, lived in Amsterdam, in the center of Amsterdam. And when you came from Gelderland, you had to come in Amsterdam, then I didn't dare to cross the streets. So I stood there perplexed. I thought, now, well, now. But suddenly my father was at my side. He says, little boy, give me your hand. And do you know what happened to me? I don't know what you... Do you understand what I want to say? Do you know it already? I didn't look to the traffic anymore. I looked to my father and talked to him, for he looked for the traffic and found a pathway to go. My eyes are upon the Lord. Reveal thy ways unto me. We always want to look to the roads, but God says, look unto me, and I will make your path straight. Sit still. In the first congregation which I served, ministered, a lot of antagonism. And I've seen it during the ministry many years. And I have a kind of fiery temperament. And I said to my wife, I'll get him. It's over now with him. My wife said, wait a bit. She's wiser than me. Sure. Sleep one night, she said. And I listened. That night, the Lord showed me my own behavior, my restlessness and self-interest, my sins and darkness. I was kind of a floor mat, and everyone could walk over me, but the Lord would protect me, and he did. Sit still. Sit ye still. The salvation is of the Lord. You need a living God, not a God of your mind and reasoning, but a living Savior who stands between you and the enemy, protects you, and brings you home, adding 2.5 million strangers to the city of Jerusalem. But the Pharisees walked by sight. He said, what the people of God can do, we can do. God is only honored by faith, not by sight. And the chariot went into the chariots and they went the path. The walls cracked down. And in 1 Exodus 14, it said that he even saw the bodies drowned and the chariots caught by mud and the horses. Pharaoh and his generals. Congregation, God is only honored by trusting faith. Even if you see the walls beside you and the water up front and the armies in the back, let God be praised with reverence deep. May I ask you, if you look backwards to the leadings of God by liberty, has God forsaken you? Have you murmured? Have you feared? Then even this night he says to you, fear ye not, for I am with you. Will not forsake you, nor leave you, and will fulfill my promises, that at the end of the road you might sing the song of Moses. And when they left and passed through the Red Sea, they start singing. If we talk, we fight sometimes. But if you start singing, you sing together the song of Moses and the Lamb. Do you know what Luther said about singing? That's praying twice. I heard it in some families, they, at the evening of the Lord's Day, they sing some psalters. The little ones and the big ones. Let God be praised with reverence deep. He daily covers our lives to stake, to care where we cannot anymore. Set at liberty by faith, but the fruit of it is walk by faith. It is looking to the invisible, resting upon his word. Sit ye still. The salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank thee that thou art wiser than we are, stronger than we ever will be. When we fight, we hurt our fists and heads, and but thou hast said, sit ye still. I'll fight for you. O God, that we might have that experience of thy presence, sheltering us behind thy blood, sheltering us against the enemies, directing our feet, not in ways we should like sometimes, dead ends for our flesh, impossibilities for our moods. But thy ways are higher, better, more glorious than our ways. Lead us this week when the young couples are leaving, catechism classes, confession class. Lead the young couples just married, and those who didn't come this night. Look after them. Lord, have mercy upon us. Make us weak to be strong, a fool to be wise, helpless, for thou art the helper of the widow, and the helpless, the weak, and those who don't know it anymore. To thee be the glory. For thy own name's sake, amen. We'll sing now 247, 1, 2, and 6. 247, 1, 2, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And then 1, 2, and 6. Under the shadow in 6. O God, our help in ages past. 1, 2, and 6. 247. that you may go home in peace, receiving the blessings of the living God, the love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.